Well, Taylor Swift was in town this weekend on top of there being back-to-back sold-out Mariners-Blue Jays games, the Capitol Hill block party, which means most people don't realize that that means our first responders are stretched to the max. They have to be on site for these events as well as dealing with the rest of the city and with the Seattle Police Department. That means they're overstressed, overtaxed, because there's not enough of them on a regular day. Joining us now to discuss all this on the KVI studio line, president of the Seattle Police Office. Officers Guild, friend of the show, Mike Solon from Washington, D.C. How hot is it there right now, buddy?
Well, the East Coast is a wake-up call in terms of if you want to experience humidity. I highly recommend not coming.
Well, now you know why I moved to Seattle, my friend. So tell me how bad it was this weekend. I mean, we got this story of this street race that happened where apparently the police were just overwhelmed by the sheer number of people who were there, couldn't do much, had to fall back, and then all of a sudden this shooting happened. What happened?
Well, clearly what's happening is we don't have enough cops to provide adequate public safety anymore. 600 cops down in 3 years for an agency our size and a city our size. I think that is a recipe for disaster, and we saw that unfold this weekend. I don't know if you've seen some of the social media reports of officers trying to disperse that large crowd that you just referenced, and they were met with hostility. It reminded me, from the video at least, of some of the hostility we experienced in 2020 as far as the crowd's unruliness and unwillingness to comply with orders from law enforcement to clear the area. And they ended up climbing on top of patrol cars, where the patrol car had to move back and get out of the area. And this is, you know, this is what happens in the reality from the defunding era 3 years ago. And this is the fallout from that. We don't have enough cops to staff these special events. And patrol operations on that day specifically was down 50% of normal minimum state staffing levels. So cops are just tired.
So there's rumors going around that perhaps one of the reasons it was down was not just because of the staffing shortage, but because officers were staging a sick out or something like that. And I mean, at this point, I don't really blame them, given the fact that I'm the one encouraging them to strike all the time until these elected officials say, hey, you know what, we're going to pull our heads out of our you know what's and do what's right by these cops, because the overtime is insane. I mean, it's making budget problems for them, the amount of work they're making you guys do. And I don't think most of you guys signed up to actually deal with all the drug addict problems on the streets. I don't really blame the police for going through all this right now.
Well, it's definitely untenable, the public safety situation we find ourselves dealing with. You know, as we swear an oath to serve the community, we recognize that we can't break the law. And you know, I just want to be clear for your listeners is that the union had nothing to do with this so-called sick out. In fact, I addressed it to the membership internally, and that I was obviously, that message was leaked to some press. And, you know, I think it's indicative of the cops that are just tired. And I have no other way to describe it, is that you cannot be asked to do more with less. And losing 600 cops in 3 years is catastrophic. And then when the city agrees to all these special events, and what does that mean, special events? It's Taylor Swift, it's concerts, it's sporting events. We have to staff those with police officers based upon city charter and the collective bargaining agreement. And 40% of the cops that were scheduled to work those events didn't show. And then you had patrol operations decimated by 50%. It's not good. And this is a political problem that needs to be solved by City Hall, period. And, you know, we've been reasonable at the table to try to obtain a collective bargaining agreement because, as you know, Ari, we're 2.5 years working under an expired labor contract with the backdrop digging out of the defunding nonsense and losing 600 cops because of that.
Right.
So, you know, we're in one right now is what I call it. And we're trying to grind out of it, and that's the only option. We can't just fold here. We swore an oath to protect people, and that's the mission. But what this is, I'm feeling, is that the calling for law enforcement, in terms of what drives a human to do the job here in Seattle particularly, is no longer there. It's now just a job, because we've been decimated, not only just morally, you know, but morale-wise, I should say, but in terms of not having enough people. And then the restrictions on how, if we can book people into jail, the criminal justice reform efforts by the activist groups mainly. And you combine all these issues, it leads to this sentiment where, you know, the membership have just basically had enough. So we're doing the best we can to try to rectify it. But I, you know, I can never condone a sick out, because it's against the law. And guess what? I'd be the one held accountable and then going to jail, period.
So then let's make this a little clearer for our audience, because just in case your passion isn't coming through, which it obviously is, let's make this perfectly clear. Let's imagine that you, my listener, has a job. And when it's time for your contract renewal, your boss says, "You suck, you suck, you suck. I can't wait to fire you. But we need to renegotiate your contract. You know what? We're not even going to talk about that." And then makes your job so impossible to do. And then at the same time, your life is on the line during your job, where every time you go to that job, there's a risk of you, God forbid, dying. That is what the situation that the police officer in right now. Wouldn't you say I had enough? Who would work under those conditions? Why is it that way? Treat, you know, teachers or whatever, when they go on strike, as heroes, you know, in the classroom, when we know what they're teaching our kids. But police officers aren't even allowed to strike, aren't even allowed to do that, to say, "Hey, stop bullying us, stop picking on us, stop trying to terminate us." 600 officers had enough and said, "We're out of here." And that hasn't stopped yet. Mike, what are the recruitment things like right now? What are the recruitment numbers like right now? They're definitely not supplementing what's missing, right?
No, they're abysmal. We've lost 70 officers this year. That is a stunning number of cops.
So that's on top of the 600, or that's part of the edging towards the 600?
That's part of edging towards the 600, and it continues. And the only solution here is to, it's a political decision, that our elected leaders need to lead with courage and come to the table with a reasonable and fair competitive labor contract. That alone will stop the concern about officers continuing to leave. You have to treat people as if they're human beings. We are the highest, most accountable agency in the United States of America. I say that with confidence, based upon my national organization, where I'm currently lobbying here in D.C. for just the conversation we're having on a, not just localized to Seattle, but this staffing problem is a nationwide epidemic, with any city that supported defunding is now experiencing this mass exodus. So you have, going back to Seattle specific, you have to at least publicly state that you support your police officers, just at a human level. That's basic. Because you, as a human, you just need to have some sort of support, job satisfaction. And then the second, you have to show them that you care, and you have to show, provide them a fair competitive labor contract. If not, you work, you're not valued as the other unions are. And they have us, you know, in a tough predicament. We're not allowed to strike. And so what do you do?
Right.
How do you express that outside of being on your show and what we're doing in a media? You can find that at seattlepeoceofficers.com. And hold the line with Mike Solo on the podcast. But we try to put forth a message out there that I think is reasonable. It articulates what the predicament we find ourselves in is, and the reality of it, and how it's impacting the community's public safety. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the community that has to bear the brunt of this staffing crisis. What about the victims that are, you know, unfortunately impacted by violent crime? When you have this number of officers gone and detectives gone, what happens to their case? So there's compounding issues here. That's not just not having enough cops. We're talking about society in general. Rule of law and decorum is now breaking apart. And four shootings at the Capitol Hill Block Party, when the crowd failed to disperse and had such contempt towards law and order, I'm telling you, this is a real situation.
Absolutely. And it makes me sick because everybody on that council says, oh, we're all for the workers. We're all for the unions. And obviously not. I mean, and now some of them like Dan Strauss are out there saying defunding the police was a mistake. And I funded the police. And meanwhile, Dan Strauss is one of the people who led the effort to defund the police. They could at least say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I changed my ways. Even the mayor in San Francisco is doing that, but not our cowardly elected officials here. Mike Solon, president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, really appreciate you joining us today. You and your officers, stay safe.
Thanks, Ari. I appreciate you, man, for everything you're doing to assist the community and cops in general. Good work.
It's my honor, my friend. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues, including our good news giveaway, our good news headlines, your chance to win fantabulous prizes. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.